good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Proverbs 13:22, New International Version. You are listening to the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. My name is William. I am the host of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Welcome. We are in episode 2 of discussing stability. Previously, we've been doing, throughout season 2, we have been, hello there, we have been working on going through our three S's. We have safety, we have stability, and we have service. So last week, we started out stability with talking about emotional stability. Now we are talking about financial stability. What it means to be a man and how it relates to being financially stable. What that looks like and how we bring financial stability to our wives, our children, our family, to our businesses, our churches, and our communities. So welcome, thank you for listening, and we're going to dive right in with that Proverbs 13. Wow, a good man, not just a man, but a good man, leaves an inheritance for his children's children. But the sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. So gentlemen, it is not just a good idea to be financially stable. It is a God-glorifying idea. Something that God himself actually says is good to bring stability in terms of inheritance to our families. And later on in Timothy's, even 2 Timothy, talks about how if a man does not provide for the needs of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now I have to look that up because it's going to bother me if I don't tell you which one it is. That is 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So clearly, God actually holds this with some pretty high standards. So what does that mean for us? For us as Christian men who want to be leaders in our homes, in our businesses, in our churches, in our community, what does that mean? What does that look like? What does it mean to bring financial stability? Well, first off, you should work. Work is good. In fact, God gave us work before the fall. He gave Adam work to do. He gave Adam work of taking dominion by naming the animals and caring for the garden. He made Eve his helpmeet, his helpmate, someone who could come alongside him and support him in his work. There was a mission to take dominion, to be fruitful, to multiply, and take dominion over the earth. That is good, that is godly, that is a good goal. And to do so is good, and it's righteous, and it's pure, and it's holy. It's something that God ordained. So the work came before the fall, so don't think your job as sin. Don't think your job as slavery. Don't think your job as something to be avoided. In fact, rejoice in it. Be glad that you have the ability to be productive. God gave you the ability and the gifts and the talents to be productive. He gave me the ability to work hard with not only my hands, but my brain. He gave me people skills. He gave me love for people. So I put all that together and I became a law enforcement officer. It's a little bit of hands-on. It's a little bit of mental thinking. It's a lot of people skills. At the end of the day, it glorifies God. Because at the end of the day, I see my job as part of the civil magistrate to punish the evildoer and to reward the righteous. As God's servant, as his deacon, his agent of wrath on his behalf, punish evildoers, reward the righteous. How do I do that? By acting justly. By trying to prevent crime where I can, investigating and capturing or arresting those who have committed crime, see that they are brought to justice, and see that the righteous are protected and kept safe. Don't think of your job as something you have to do in a begrudging way, but think of it as a way that you can bring glory to God, because it is. Work with your hands. Work hard as to God, not unto men. Did you know that the Bible has a lot to say about work? A lot to say about work. This is Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores up its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. You who are sluggards, you who are lazy, you who don't do anything, who leech off the government because you want to, who want to take the lazy jobs and the easy jobs and the do the least amount of work you can, think about the ant. Consider its ways and be wise. Did you know that even though ants have no rulers or commanders, I mean, yes, they got their hierarchies, but because they're ants. Okay? How pathetic and small are ants? Yet they store up food. They know how to provide. Later on in Proverbs 10:4, it says, lazy hands makes for poverty, but the diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs 12:11, so 6, 10, 12, those who work with the land, work their land, will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies have no sense. Proverbs 13:11, dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers little by little will make it grow. Proverbs 14:23, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk only to poverty. Proverbs 24, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. A little nap, a little rest, a little extra day off. Poverty. Gentlemen, we are inundated day after day after day with all this information about lazy jobs and quiet quitting, the new practice of quiet quitting and not doing more than the bare minimum. That's not biblical. That's not what God says. God gave you gifts, he gave you talents, he gave you abilities. Why? To provide and to be fruitful and to be faithful in what he's given you. Gentlemen, this has so much to do with financial stability. If you want to pass on an inheritance to your children's children, to your grandchildren, you have to be financially stable. And what does that look like? What does it mean to provide financial stability to your household? Well, first of all, get a job. Make money. Making money is not a sin. And I will be the first to admit, one of the pitfalls I think that we saw in the young, restless, reformed era of the church, the like 20, I want to say like 07 to 2015, kind of that era of the church in America, had a lot of missional, right? We had missional churches. That was a big thing. Some of the big voices were like Francis Chan, Eugene Hsu, who I actually did meet. Trying to think of some other big names. Those were two of the big ones. They gave everything away. They gave all their possessions away. They grabbed everything. And I'm not saying that's necessarily wrong. If that's how God convicts you, that's how God convicts you. But I think it set a bad tone. I think what happened was we saw so much focus on outside missions. And I was a missionary for a year, so don't get me wrong. I understand the focus there. I understand that. But I think what we had was we sent ourselves out and we failed to take care of what was right in front of us. We don't know how to be good hard workers here at home. We don't know how to be productive Christian households. We don't know how to be financially stable men. If we want to support missions, if we want to support godly legacy building, if we want to build a legacy in our households, through our households, if we want your family name to mean something 5 generations from now, to the glory and the praise of God, you have to be financially stable. And I'm not saying you have to have $1 million. Heck, I'm poor. Okay, by all the world standards, my wife and I are poor. Now, do I work? Absolutely, and I work hard, and I love work. Do I invest? Yes, I invest. I save up money. We have some savings, right? We invest our money into businesses and causes that we believe better our neighbors, our communities, those around us, right? They meet the needs of humans. They meet the needs of human beings around us. And hopefully they can turn a profit, right? So, but I think in that era of the church in America, I think we saw something that wasn't supposed to happen. I think the pendulum swung from one side too much to the other, and I think it should have been balanced more. Yes, missions are good. Yes, support missionaries. Do support, not saying don't, but please have the right mindset about work. Have the right mindset about being financially stable. Because again, we are men. We are called to lead and take dominion. God gave us the charge to take dominion, to be fruitful, to multiply, and to take dominion over the earth. You cannot do that in today's broken system without being financially stable. When you have fiat money, you know, money that can be printed into oblivion through federal banks and through, you know, powers that be up in frickin' Washington, when they can make the dollar that you work for meaningless, you have to find a way to be financially stable. Take that, let that sink in for a minute. Did you know that every dollar I've made has become worth less and less valuable? My work today is technically less valuable than it was 3 years ago. My productivity is higher. The ability to serve my community is better. The actual buying power of that is less. So how do you become financially stable in that? You have to be wise. You have to study. You got to take the hard work. Study and invest and meet the needs of humans. Meet the needs of those around you. But I digress. So men, work. 2, don't be afraid to invest. Okay, I know a lot of people have the idea that investing is just gambling. There's definitely a form of glamorized investing that is gambling, speculative, you know, investments into the new hip thing, whether it was Bitcoin or Shiba Inu or Tesla. Wait, if you don't know the company, if you don't know what they're doing, if you don't know how they make money, that's gambling. But But when you look at a company and you say, this company provides this need, and it is a need for those around us, and you learn the company and you say, hey, I want to be a part owner of this company because they provide for my neighbors, because they provide for me, right? I am a shareholder of OG&E Company. What is OG&E? It's Oklahoma Gas and Electric, and it is who I pay my electric bill through. They provide electricity to this region, the Oklahoma City region. Not just Oklahoma City, but the majority of Oklahoma and part of Arkansas, and I think part of Kansas too, they are one of the biggest energy providers for the state of Oklahoma. In the 21st century in America, you need power. You need electricity. It has been, I mean, it is almost 7 o'clock at night, and it is 102 degrees out. Air conditioning is a big thing. Years back, they had that cold snap. In fact, last year we had a cold snap where it reached 5 degrees in the winter, and people's pipes burst. I had my water completely freeze. People would die without heating, and that is a legitimate need, right? Electricity in this area, in today's age, needs electricity. People need it. So I've researched the company. I know it has good ability to serve those around me, so I invest in it. Now, that's just my personal non-financial advisor opinion. Talk to a financial professional. Don't sue me. Just my advice. But again, don't sue me. I'm not worth it anyway. But man, if we are serious about setting up legacy, through our families for generations, you must be wise in how you deal with finances. You must be wise in how you deal with finances. In an age of high inflation, how do you serve God when your budget is tight? How do you serve God when you have abundance? Do not store it up just for you. Don't store it up so you can be comfortable. Have a goal. Have a mission. For me, every purchase I make that is not a direct bill, which, you know, that's just the cost of being alive, right? Like, there are bills. I have to pay rent for the house I rent. I have to pay electricity bill, like I was saying earlier. We have to buy food. Like, those are just natural occurring costs, right? Like, that's just how life is. But other purchases, like non-essential purchases, I always funnel through, does this get me closer to or further from my goals? Does it help in reaching or doing better in our household mission, or does it subtract and take away from our household mission? Our household mission for this household is to set up where we have 5 generations that can live here, that in 5 generations this city is a Christian city where there are Christian schools and Christian businesses and good solid Christian churches, and there are Christian landlords, and there are Christian council members, and the heart of the city is Christian. Then what do we do today to set up for that? Don't blow your money on the lotto. Don't waste your money on fruitless and mindless things. Now, of course, there's occasions where it's okay to spend some money. Date nights are still a good thing, right? Connect with your wife. Be generous, right? The resources are for the people. Okay, your money is a resource. It's for the people. It's for your household. It's for your neighbors. It's for the people. you serve. Don't let the resource become an idol, but do be diligent in how you utilize those resources. Set up retirement accounts. Set up investment accounts. Learn how to budget. Don't blow your money, all your money on the next gaming console. Don't spend more than $1,000 on an iPhone because it's the newest one and now it folds, even though we had flip phones 10 years ago. Be wise in how you deal with your finances. And I get times are tough. I get that. And I'm in debt, by the way. Like, I'm not saying I know everything or that I have, you know, a clean, you know, that I am the perfect person when it comes to finances. I'm not. Right? We were at one point when my wife and I got married. My wife was in school, so we had loans. We had her student loans. We did work hard, and we paid those off early. And being debt-free was an amazing feeling. And then my car broke and became unusable. I mean, it was 23 years old. It was rusted. There were holes in the floorboard that big, you know, from the rust, you know. One of the wheels was basically going to fall off at any point. It was time to give it up. It was dead. And of course, it happened right when the car market is absolutely haywire, so used cars are going for as much as new cars, sometimes more. So I have a car payment. Not my favorite thing in the world, but I looked at that versus the rate of inflation. I said in 5 years, my payment that I can afford, by the way, I knew my budget, I was fully prepped to walk away when they weren't going to offer me things that would work within my budget, right? I had a budget amount. I said, I can't go over this dollar amount. And they're like, we can't do that. And I said, okay. And it was, I was very precise in how I was going to handle things. I knew what my limits were. I wasn't going to go over it. And I made sure I still could provide for my family. And I said, in 5 years, that car payment is going to be worth less in buying power. Because in 5 years, the rate of inflation is still stupid high enough that let's say it's $500. It's not $500. Let's say that $500 buying power today is actually going to be $400 in 5 years. So, it was I made calculated cost assessment value. Cost-benefit analysis, right? But, be wise. Be shrewd as serpents, as innocent as doves. Know how to take care of your family. Study how you can better take care of your family with limited resources. I know this basically turned into me rambling about financial stability and investing and not being in stupid debt that you shouldn't be in. Utilize debt in a positive way, not a negative way, right? Use it to your advantage in a fiat system that can be manipulated against you. So please be wise. Learn our system. Learn how to morally... Okay, we're not unethical around here. Okay, I do not endorse any unethical behavior. Okay, if you're going to look to pay less taxes, do so legally. Okay, I'm 100% a supporter of finding ways to legally pay less taxes, whether that's holding an investment for 366 days. So you don't pay capital gains tax, or less capital gains tax, than you do if you sell it within 365 days. Whether your investments are in a Roth IRA, which are tax-free, because they're already taxed dollars that go into the account. Now, yes, it is a retirement account. Okay, I'm all for legally reducing the money that goes to godless people, to pagans who utilize that money and those resources for vile, evil things. Reduce that. Support Christian businesses, support Christian churches, support Christian schools, support Christians. Support your brothers and sisters. Be financially stable. Work hard. Trust the Lord. Pray for His provision, because it's not easy out there. I get that. I get that. Like I said, I'm not in the best place in the world. But I'm where God put us. I'm where we can make a difference. Maybe not, you know, it may not look like a lot today, but 5 generations from now, trusting that the Lord is going to build this, because if the Lord doesn't build it, then we build in vain. If the Lord isn't in the center of this, then all this is for naught. If this is for God, then brothers, we got to work hard. We got a mission to do. Love your wife. Be stable for her. Love your children. Be stable for them. Love your business and those it serves. Be stable for them. Be stable for those in your church. Be stable for your community. And in all things, do it for God. Be a witness for Him. Be generous. Love those around you with the resources that God has blessed you with. Don't be stingy. Utilize your resources for the mission that God gave you. That's all I can say. So thank you. Thank you for listening. You know, like, share, subscribe. Again, you guys all, again, y'all know the same things. Y'all know the things. Been in every YouTube video for the past 10 years, right? Like, subscribe, share, comment. If you do want to support this podcast, it will be in the link below. We do have listener support activated on our Spotify for podcasters. That is where our podcast is hosted through, is Spotify. So if you want to donate money every month for being able to keep this going, to provide quality content for y'all, I'd appreciate it. And it helps us build this podcast, which is part of our family mission, right? Our family mission is to be a productive Christian household. And to be a productive Christian household, sometimes we got to turn a profit. And we got to provide good content. So if it's worthy of some money, please pray about it, think about it, donate if you want to. Again, I will see you all next time. Until next time, take action and become the men you are called to.